The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Buckle up and start your engines. This is You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. With 30-plus years of automotive experience, Dave is here to educate you on everything from repairing your vehicle to the latest industry news and trends. If it's automotive, Dave covers it. It's time for You Ought to Know with Dave Stahl on The Answer San Diego.
You're listening. What is this? Hour three, four?
Hour three.
Hour three. I'm still fresh as a daisy. You ever heard that one? Fresh as a daisy?
That one I definitely have heard of, yeah. All we were talking off the air about choking the horse. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Choking the horse. Okay. Well, hey, this is the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. I tell you, it's hard finding a cashier nowadays. And when you can't find a cashier, you can't do business. So just go self-checkout. Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, they all do it and they all love it. Give them a call at 800-540-2149. Who's that? Southwest Point of Sale. Been doing it for over 20, since the 70s, actually. 75 to be exact. Go to southwestpos.com, southwestpos.com. Jeff and Mark come out to your off your business, whether it's a gas station, grocery store, liquor store. Doesn't make any difference. And if their system works with your system, it's less than a cash register. Here's the bonus. You get 7-day, 24-hour day service. If you're open, they're open. All right. Also, San Diego. Oh, I did all of these. Hot Rods and Custom Stuff. That one I didn't do. 2324 Auto Parkway in Escondido. If you're looking for a hot rod, send me to service your hot rod. Take care of it. 760-745-1170. And for the little guy in the box, Logano is first.
That's what I'm talking about.
I knew you would love
is
it.
Is Larson right behind him, though, honestly? I'm not going to be surprised. Because last time we talked, he was in fifth. So
Larson's now in 12th.
Okay.
And by the way, we're at Talladega, folks.
And how many laps are we currently?
Seven to go in stage two, 114 of
188. We got a long way to go.
Larson's
going to kick my ass.
And a short way to get there. Hey, guess what? You know what anniversary it is today? And I can't believe you guys didn't know that on the Brian Bowersock show.
No, I mentioned it. I said it was Ford Mustang Day specifically.
Yeah, because
but I did not say it was its birthday. So.
It's their anniversary.
Anniversary.
60 years. So I've got Joe Bellino on the line. So, folks, sit back. If you're a Mustang gal, take a listen, or guy.
Well, guess what, folks? Ford's having another anniversary. And you guessed it. It's the Mustang. 60 years. Yeah, that thing's making me feel old. I graduated. I went in the military in 1965. So that tells a whole lot. We got Joe Bellino on the line. He's the Mustang brand manager. And I don't think he was born anywhere near 65. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you? I was not, but I know a lot about it, but I was not born near 65. But it's still good to talk to you.
Well, you probably know more about Mustang than most people because, like I said, you are the brand manager. And I've been talking to you guys, you know, getting ready for the 60th. What are you going to do? What's going to be exciting? Are you going to do a limited edition car? I even tried to talk you into letting me drive one from Santa Monica up the up the Route 66. And, of course, back then, oh, yeah, sure, we'll have you all hooked up. And I think every journalist in the world's after you right now. But let's talk about the 60 years. I mean, nonstop, never took a break, constantly kept getting better and better and better and better and better, and here we are. What are we going to do?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's what that's so unique. There's not many car brands out there that can say 60 years of continuous production,
right.
And Mustang has. And it's been, you know, growing in popularity, it seems like, every single year, which is hard to imagine because, you know, we've sold over 10 million Mustangs. So the fact that we're still growing and we're finding new people is a testament to the brand and the company for what we do and how we create this car for everybody. And like you mentioned, 60 years today is when it made its debut at the New York World's Fair. And here we are again. Now we're at Charlotte Motor Speedway unveiling a new 60th anniversary package and 60 more years of Mustang.
Oh, Charlotte Motor Speedway. What's the importance there?
Yeah, so we are at Charlotte for a few reasons. One, we're doing hot laps in our dark horses to give customers a feel of what they're doing. Doing drifting with Vaughn Gittin and the RTR team so customers can get some hot laps there. We've got customer cars on displays. And, you know, we're going to make some news a little bit later, but, you know, Charlotte's important to us because it's where we have our racing school. It's where our NASCAR teams are based out of. We have a technical center here. There's a lot for Mustang that's based here. And we'll make some more news this afternoon, but it's a good spot, a good sales spot for us. So it just felt right to come here, and the weather's a lot nicer than up north right now, so that's always a win, too.
Like, you have to promote the car to sell it. You're killing me, dude. You guys, no problem. So have you ever had to... I mean, yeah, that I get where you're coming from because Mustang owners, I have a co-host on my motorsport show. She's got that's 22 years old, Mustang, convertible, manual. And she absolutely loves that car. She'll never sell it. I helped her get a new top put on it. And, yeah, I mean, so, yeah, when I let her hear this interview, she's going to be totally gaga. And she's... what, 50 years old and races at a dirt track. So she's your true Mustang enthusiast.
She's got the Mustang bug, right? She's got a Mustang story. She lives it. That's what we love, a true enthusiast, a true fan of the brand, and it doesn't get any better than that.
So are you going to do a numbers matching limited edition, or are you allowed to even talk about that?
No, yeah, so we just unveiled it today. It's a limited edition 60th anniversary package. We'll make 1,965 of them, and they will be numbered on the dash plaque. So it's pretty cool, which obviously the number that we're building equates to a famous year for us. So
it all ties
together.
Special color schemes, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it'll be available in Wimbledon white, race red, or vapor blue. Obviously Wimbledon white is the heritage color there, that going back to the unveil. A couple different interiors. You can get black, space gray, or carmine red, and then you can get the graphics on the side will either come in vermilion red or iconic silver, which is pretty cool. So a couple different things that you can do there, and so far the feedback has been very strong and positive, so we're excited to get this rolled out.
Oh, I'm sure. For folks that can't make it back to see you today, Ford website, will it have any images and information?
Yeah, so Ford.com will have some images and a little bit of an overview on the car. Also, starting at 5 o'clock on our YouTube and Facebook channels, we will have a live stream of the event. So if you can't make it here, you can tune in and see the car and see the announcements and just kind of feel like you're part of the atmosphere in the group here.
Okay, and what time is that, East Coast time?
That's 5 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay, so that's 5:40. Okay, well, I'll have to put the word out because, unfortunately, this interview won't run until this Sunday, and you'll have already been out and done. But I'll definitely get it out on my social media for all the Mustang enthusiasts as well. So now you're only going to build 1,965. Please tell me they're not all sold.
No, not yet. So we haven't started taking orders yet. Orders will open in the summertime. So if it's something you're interested in, make sure to talk to local Ford dealers and put your name on the list, and then that's when the order banks will open.
Where's 0001 gone? Into the Heritage Vault?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think we've gotten that far quite yet. There might be some people who want that run. I think everyone wants a low number one. So we'll see what happens there. But that'll definitely be very unique for sure.
Yeah, but knowing you, you're probably going to send it to Barry Jackson. It'll be auctioned.
Yeah, maybe.
Phenomenal cause, knowing you guys.
Yeah, we normally will send stuff to Barrett Jackson for JDRF, right, which is the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So we might do that. To be honest, I don't think we've quite decided where it's going to go, but we're just excited that it's here and customers can see it and be aware. And they can, once they order, they can expect it in around Q4 of this year.
You're good, Joe. Same thing as saying we don't talk about future products. See, I've been doing this for a little while. I know how you guys roll, and we're always trying to figure out a way. Hey, we're always trying to figure out a way to get a little bit of news out of you.
Absolutely, well, I know they trained me up well.
Well, I tell you what, super proud of you, super proud of Ford Motor Company. I'm a big supporter. We just finished up a Salute to Education here in San Diego, and we're going to give away a Bronco, a Mustang, and I can't remember the other one, to a worthy high school kid that just graduated to further their education. Yeah, I've been doing that for years. So, hey, I will definitely get on the stick, get the word out, and I guess Facebook's probably the best way to go. What's just Facebook.Ford.com?
Yeah, so Ford.com to get some of the information about the car. If you want to do the live stream, if you go to Facebook, go to the Mustang channel on Facebook, and it'll be on there.
All right, buddy. All right. Well, hey, I know you're busy. Go out there and have one of those guys scare the you-know-what out of you.
Absolutely. That's the goal. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by South Bay Auto House, 310 Trousdale, 619-422-6252. Good place to go if you were looking for an alternate Mercedes-Benz dealer. They are take care of you for over 25 years. They are a phenomenal shop, great customer service. In fact, it's probably the best of the best. Go to AutoHouseSouthBay.com. Also, Express Auto Service, Dave and Connie, family-owned and operated, 7633 El Cajon Boulevard, work on all my cars. Express Auto Service, LaMesa.com, Express Auto Service, LaMesa.com. Hey, we got Kristen Barclay on the line, and she's ready for the weather. She got herself a Subaru.
I don't know what weather are we talking about? We've had so much rain. I was ready to build an ark yesterday.
Well, that's what I thought. Don't you guys have a ton of rain still?
I mean, it's clear right now. I think it's supposed to be clear for a few days. I hope so, because we got somewhere over 3 inches of rain yesterday. I mean, even my swimming pool was like, stop, no more water, no more.
Yeah, because, there's no place for that to drain off. It has to go out and over the ground and down the road and over to the neighbors.
Yes, and I tell you, we live in the subdivision that is absolutely gorgeous, but they did not plan for drainage or rain or, pretty much anything related to weather. So I sometimes, we live on a hill, and sometimes I wonder, is this the day the house slides down the hill?
Hang on, here we go. So what's a Solterra? I don't think I've seen one.
Well, so that's the funny thing is when they told me that they were charging, and they were going to be a little bit late to meet me, and they were like, I'm bringing you a Subaru, and I thought Subaru and charging. And I think the reason that it didn't click right away is because I've heard more about the Toyota BZ4X than I have about the Subaru Solterra, and they're basically just a rebadge of each other.
I didn't even know they did that. I was very surprised, but it makes sense. I mean, Toyota, Subaru, they've been partnering, you know, for a long time now.
Right. So I guess they introduced this last year in 2023. It's an all-electric SUV. They've got three trim levels. They've got a premium, a limited, a touring, and I was in the touring. You know, it starts out price rise, if you're getting, you know, just in the premium, it's $46,340. Mine rang up at $54,558. They're a little expensive.
Two row or three row?
Two row. And I'll tell you, it's a beautiful exterior. It's not the cookie cutter Subaru that we've talked about. You know, where the Subaru is just kind of, you know, all the models just look like they've grown a little bit, right? You can tell they're siblings, but they just, small, medium, big. You know, this has got some creases and some, you know, it's a nice looking design. People were surprised. I was just at a neighbor's house dropping something off and they were like, that's a Subaru? And they were like, why is it so quiet? You know? But it's for Subaru and, you know, even Toyota to go all electric, they've kind of been some of the last ones to bring on these EVs, especially the EV SUVs. And I feel like they're not quite there yet. It's not, in my opinion, priced competitively, given the range and the charging speeds, because it's range is kind of low. It's only 222 miles. And, you know, when they say 222 miles, that's perfect conditions, right? That's not if you know, you and I are both charging our phones at the same time and running the AC and have the cooling seats on, whatever. And then the peak charging speed is 100 kilowatts, which is about the lowest in the industry. So I say all that just saying that, like, not to knock the vehicle, but just to say it's not the most competitive, and yet they took a while to bring it to market. Now, I think it's a good-looking vehicle inside and out. When you sit behind the wheel, it feels like you're driving something in Tomorrowland at Disney World. And I say that from the standpoint of both being someone that gets a new vehicle every week, but also somebody who, you know, thinking about the average consumer who probably hasn't gotten behind the wheel of a new vehicle in, like, let's say 3 to 5 years on average. It's got that kind of square boxy, airplane yoke type wheel. And then the way the, instrument panel is kind of set in front of you. I've heard some people say that it's a little tough to kind of get the seat adjusted where everything's in view. I didn't really have a problem with that. Subaru did something new with this. It's the first that they've introduced this where they have a hands-free mode where it's driver supported as long as you're doing 25 miles per hour or less, and you can actually turn on your use your turn signal because you're going to change lanes, and the EV will change lanes automatically. Which is kind of mind blowing from the standpoint that Subaru is all about safety and all the safety features that Subaru has. So you know that for them to introduce this, you know that R&D I'm sure was extensive, etc. But I like the dash design. It's funky. It's unique. It feels futuristic. I like the fact that it has 8.3 inches of ground clearance. It's not a lot, but it's not, you know, you're not sitting on the ground. It's one of the few EV SUVs that has the traction modes for dirt, mud, and snow. So I think they're headed in the right direction. I like, you know, kind of the concept. It drives well. It drives really well. It's very, very fast pickup, very torquey. Matter of fact, like, not, you know, knowing it was an EV, but first time in the Solterra, my daughter's with me. And we get a green light, and there's no one around us, and I just kind of pushed the accelerator. I didn't punch it. I just pushed it down gently, but you know how EVs are. And we both kind of went, ooh, in the back of our seat. And she looked at me, and she was like, some warning next time. And I said, I really did not expect it to
some warning to next off. Time.
Did, yeah.
That kid, what is she going on, 32?
She's like, when I start driving, I'm going to do that to you. The first time I get behind the wheel with you, I'm going to do that. And I'm like, and that's why I'm never handing you any keys.
That's ever. Exactly right.
Ever. Oh, you know, one of the things about this, and I'm sure, you know, something that Brian would point out, is that it doesn't qualify for the $7,500 tax credit.
What?
Because of where it's assembled. And so I've read conflicting information where Subaru says that it does in some states, but I think overall it doesn't. You know, I don't know. And then the other thing is I was doing some research because I always think it's important to talk about warranties when you're looking at hybrids, electric vehicles. And it's got a 3-year, 36,000-mile basic. It's got a 5-year, 60,000 powertrain. It's got a 3-year, 36,000, 24/7 roadside assistance. But on the Monroney itself, I didn't see a warranty about the battery. So I did some digging, and it looks like online I was seeing an 8-year warranty for the battery.
What is it, 8-year, 100,000?
I think so, yeah. But I was just kind of surprised. Usually you'll see that on a Monroney.
Yeah, normally they make a big deal out of it. I'm surprised that, but, you know, that's, they're partnering, you know, with Toyota, and Toyota's warranty is 336 as well on the vehicle.
Right. I want to say that, you know, if somebody who is really excited about EVs and they're going to take, you know, road trips in them, or they're going to use it as their primary vehicle. Most people do not use an EV as a primary vehicle right now. Mm-hmm. Most.
Right.
But if someone was, I don't feel like this is the right vehicle for them because of the range and because of the longer charging times. And Subaru improved the charging time from the 2023 to the 2024 model. So somebody is looking at it. Look at the 2024. It's slightly better. But again, still lower for the industry. When you've got manufacturers out there like Kia that are really, you know, just surpassing everyone with their recharge times and their range, it's hard to compare. Now, do I think that Subaru will get some sales from their customer base? Absolutely. If for no other reason than because, like I said, it's got the different drive modes and it's got a little bit of additional ground clearance. But do I think I'm looking down the road as this is their entry level, and I'm looking to see what they do next, if that makes sense.
Well, and I hate to say it, but it's not the vehicle as much as it's the infrastructure. You're not going to take any car that's electric cross country until you're confident that the infrastructure is going to support your trip. And there's the majority of, you know, charging stations that are down between the East Coast and the West Coast is alarming. So I don't think we're there yet. You're right. It should be an in-town, A to B, you know, that type of vehicle. But I would not consider even going to Las Vegas, which a lot of people try to do.
Well, yeah, and I think it's easy to overlook things like the impact that the weather has. You know, if it's extremely cold, that impacts your charging. If it's extremely hot, you know, that impacts your charging. That impacts the power usage and your range because, you know, you've got your AC blowing on high. Yep. Maybe you're charging phones.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of factors. And also, you know, EVs kind of learn the way you drive.
That's
And you can improve your range based on that. And so I always think it's sometimes hard as a reviewer to get in a vehicle because your driving style is different than my driving style. And it's different than the guy that delivers it, right? And so it's not giving us an accurate range, so to speak.
No.
Because it hasn't learned from somebody who's going to be driving it the way they're going to be driving it. I'm a little disappointed in the infotainment and the fact that it seems very bare-boned in this vehicle. And especially when you've got an EV, because, you know, a lot of times you can get a lot of data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll show you kind of your driving score and, like, where it's charging and, you know, this and that. I don't feel like this gives you the data that a lot of EVs do. I kept, like, trying to go through the menu. Like, wait, is that it? You know? It definitely feels like a more modern Subaru compared to all the other Subarus that are on the market and the ones I've driven recently.
Right.
And I like the interior. I like that it's roomy. I like the design. I like the layout. I just, like I said, I'm looking forward to where they you know, to me, it's a good starting point.
Right.
You
got a ways to go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brian's yelling at you.
Uh-oh, I did something wrong.
You're 42 seconds over.
Okay.
See, what's the say?
I'll talk to you next week. I
can't even tell you what he said, but that's okay. We love you here.
I'll talk to you next
week. We love you here on You Oughta Know. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to the You Oughta Know Show. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Segments brought to you by our good buddies over at John's Automotive Care. John's at 6267 Riverdale Street in San Diego. Go to John's Automotive Go to John's San Diego Auto Repair.com and Bumper Doc Santee for scratches, dings, dents, window tints, headlight restoration, you name it, they do it. You got to check them out. And guess what? We got Brian Armstead on the line. I think I owe him like 10 seconds, but we'll put that in the bank. And he's talking Genesis. You know, I think Genesis is starting to come out of the fog. What do you think, Brian?
Well, you know, it took them a while, Dave.
Boy, because, did it ever.
Off the bat, man, they just weren't, you know, I don't know what the holdup was, but...
It's almost like they didn't think they needed to. It's like almost think, here it is, you guys will all love it. Well, yeah, but you got to get the customer excited.
Yeah, and if you recall back in 2016, that's when they entered the market. They had the G70 and G80. You know, they're both cool cars, but nobody knew about them. Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. Here's what kickstarted the Genesis kind of aura and mystique. They hired Albert Biermann away from BMW. And if you recall, Dave, Biermann was kind of like the father of M. He didn't create M, but he certainly was the expert on all of their M cars. And he went to work, you know, just like, hey, we're going to turn these cars into M competitors. And that's certainly what the Genesis G70 is today. It's got, you know, my 2024 G70 rear-wheel drive Prestige. It's rear-wheel bias, 3.3-liter V6. Handles like crazy, man. And the shocking thing is that about it all, aside from the performance, is the amount of looks that I get because people still don't, you know, fully understand what Genesis is all about. They just look at this sweet sedan and they know it's not a BMW. But like I went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, very fancy steakhouse here in on the East Coast. And as I was pulling out of the garage, people kind of stopped. I'm like, okay, this is cool. You know, but yeah, man, they're doing some real good things, Dave. They're doing some real, real good things. So, you know, and the other thing about it that I like is that every Genesis comes with 3 years, 36,000 miles, complimentary maintenance, and a 3 year, 36,000 mile service valet.
Mm-hmm.
You get complimentary Genesis connected services. You get 3 years of complimentary map care. So it's a lot of stuff that comes in addition. And all those special services can save you hundreds of dollars, if not more, you know, when you think about the prices that dealers, you know, charge for a lot of the things that they do. Quick, powerful, interior up front is very roomy. Interior in the back, not so much. You know, it's a small sports sedan, Dave, and, you know, when you get somebody of Sasquatchian proportions, like yours truly, I essentially render the car a three-seater. I mean, a little 10-year-old kid couldn't even sit back there with the seat all the way back.
I agree.
Because they wouldn't be able to put their legs down into the little footwell.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's not a car I would buy. It's a car I certainly enjoy the heck out of driving. And I'll be sad when it goes. Now, also, we talk about Genesis, and we look at some other vehicles that, you know, they're producing. They sold almost 70,000 vehicles last year in the U.S. That's a 23% increase, Dave.
Wow.
So, And so they're there. You know, they've, you know, back to performance with this G70. They kind of switched up for 2024. They had a 252 horsepower 2-liter 4 in the 2023 model, and so now they have a 300 horsepower 2.5-liter 4 in the 2024 model, or you can get the you know, the 3.3 car that I have, which is more powerful and offers 365 horsepower through an 8-speed automatic transmission. So even at the base level, with that 300 horsepower four cylinder, you're going to be fired. Both of them, we had a chance to drive both of them recently. I was out in Phoenix, Arizona to drive for the you know, the model launch of the car.
Uh-huh.
It was terrific, man. You know, first of all, the roads in Phoenix are just absolutely perfect.
Oh, yeah.
The weather's perfect. You know, I don't care that it's hot. I don't want to hear that foolishness. I enjoy the warm weather. That's why you're still in San Diego instead of out here.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with snow in the winter, like yours truly. So, yeah, Road Manners, great. Brembo brakes.
Easy for you to say.
And, you know, if you get the all-wheel drive platform, you have the advantage of, you know, enhanced cornering if you're not hanging the tail out. That's not kind of your kind of driving. You just want a stable platform in all weather. You put the right tires on it, and you have, you know, a decent winter platform. Now, they use Michelin tires, Michelin performance tires on this G70. So, you know, you don't have any foul weather, you know, you don't live in a very rainy climate. Yeah, roll summer tires year-round and just really enjoy the vehicle. Got all kinds of good stuff inside, Dave. 10.25-inch navigation system, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and Android Auto. Boy, what is wrong with me today? Android Auto install. My car comes with the Sport Prestige package, which was included. That's the actual package, Sport Prestige. Electronically controlled suspension, a limited slip differential, head-up display, very clear, comprehensive, Napa leather seating surfaces, microfiber suede headliner pillars, very nice touch inside. Very luxurious car. Blind spot view monitor, power trunk, heated steering wheel. You know, they're not cheap. They're not expensive, but they're not cheap. They come in the G70 2.5T Sport Advanced trim, rear-wheel drive, comes in at $41,500. The all-wheel drive model comes in at $43,600. The 2.5T Sport Prestige trim, $45,700 rear-wheel drive, $47,800 all-wheel drive. The 3.3T Sport Advanced rear-wheel drive, $49,950. All-wheel drive, $52,50. And then my trim, Sport Prestige rear-wheel drive, comes in at $54,350. You can add about $2,100, $56,450 if you want the all-wheel drive version. So, I mean, you know, they're cooking with gas heat, man. They're just really great vehicles. They've got a lot of they have a very diversified lineup. You know, you can just you can start with the G70, then you go up to the G80 sedan. They have an electrified G80. The G90 is a super nice luxury sedan. It's the big boy, and you can push it over 100. You can push it over 100 grand if you get the top trim level with the G90. The GV60 starts at 52.5. It's an SUV. The GV70, another SUV, 45.1. The electrified GV70 starts at 66.450. Excuse me, and the GV80 starts at, we just lost the page here. Hold on, let me try to bring that back. Oh, I lost it completely. But rest assured, they have a lineup of vehicles for you, either sedan or, you know, sport utility vehicles. Now, have you had a chance to spend any time with any of the Genesis vehicles, Dave?
It's so funny. I've been telling everybody I had the Rolls-Royce Spectra, 500,000 plus. Then I went to the G90 with 100,000 plus, and I got to tell you, there was a lot of features in the G90 that you would find in the Rolls-Royce. And I'm not disparaging the Rolls-Royce, but for 100,000 versus 500,000, and you can't afford a Rolls-Royce, you might want to look at the G90. That thing, my wife loved the massage seats. I mean, she just thought they were tremendous. It does the automatic door closure, just like the Rolls. And not taking anything away from Rolls. I mean, I love a Rolls-Royce, but I was really surprised the G90 had a lot of features that you would find in a car as luxurious as a Rolls-Royce. So I've always been a Genesis fan. A lot of people may not realize it, but Genesis is the luxury edition of Hyundai. Just like Lincoln is Ford, Lexus is Toyota, Cadillac is Chevrolet. So I think they're doing an awesome job. I'm starting to see commercials on TV. I think if they keep that up and get more people in these vehicles when they're getting ready to buy a luxury car, I think that's where we're seeing the pricing going up.
Yeah. And it's important.
Not pricing, but purchases.
And the popularity, yeah.
Yes, very much so.
It's important to note, Dave, that their dealer network, you know, it took them so long to kind of grow.
Right.
They're finally rolling out Genesis exclusive stores. So there's still a number of stores where you go to a Hyundai dealer and they have Genesis models.
Right.
It's a Hyundai Genesis store.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're going to have their standalone stores. I had a chance to visit one in New Jersey last year. And I thought the total floor plan was a little small, particularly the service bay. But the actual showroom is pretty spectacular. I mean, it really draws you in. The way they have the dealership's design, there's a lot of glass. You can see the cars behind the glass. There's special areas for their clients to come in. So they're cooking with gas heat, Dave. They're doing some real, real good things, man.
That's awesome.
So visit Genesis.com and spec out your 2024 G70 or whatever your heart may desire from the brand. And don't forget the powertrain warranty.
Yes.
10 years. 100,000 miles. So a lot to look at, a lot to offer with the Genesis brand, Hyundai brand, Kia brand. They're all owned by the same company.
Cool.
They all offer a great deal. Just if you want luxury, then you go Genesis.
You got it.
That's it for the week, Dave.
All right, buddy. Sure appreciate the review. Can't wait for next week.
Yeah. Headed your way tomorrow for the reveal of the new electric Geländewagen, the G-Wagon. So I'll be out in L.A. for that.
All right.
And, So we'll talk about that hopefully as soon as the embargo lifts.
You got it, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. This is the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to the You Ought to Know Show, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Collision Doc Kearney Mesa. Used to be a bumper doc. They've moved up, and now they're doing full body and frame. Collision Doc is at 3885 Convoy Street in San Diego. Go to collisiondoc.com. Collisiondoc.com, 858-252-7890. And remember, when it comes to body work, you're in charge. If you get into an accident, your insurance company's taking care of it, or even if the other guy's insurance company's taking care of it, you're the customer. You can take your vehicle anywhere you want to go. So don't let them tell you what they want you to do. Also, John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue. It's in lovely La Mesa, 619-461-3600. Just go to johnssandiegoautorepair.com. Check out all of the different shops he has in the county for your convenience. And remember, it is AAA approved, NAPA Auto Care, ASC certified. How could you not go there? All right, so I have another interview. It's a 2024 Hyundai Tucson PHEV. I have to apologize. I didn't realize it was a plug-in. I've been driving it all week, loving it. But all of a sudden, I noticed I did a video to put on my YouTube page, which you should all check out. And son of a gun, I seen an extra gas door. I go, what is this? I opened it. Dang, I could have plugged it in. But hey, what are you going to do? Sit back. Take a listen. It is the Hyundai Tucson PHEV.
All right. Hey, here's a vehicle that totally caught me off guard, if you can believe that. It is the 2024 Hyundai Tucson PHEV. Now, the PHEV should have been, you know, kind of a dead giveaway, but it slipped by me till really the last minute. And not only is it a PHEV, but it's a plug-in PHEV. Well, what does that mean to you? Well, basically 80-mile range between gas and electric and 35 just on gas. I didn't even think about plugging it in. I could. I had the ability to do so. I just didn't do it. I don't know why. Just didn't do it. But be that as it may, small little SUV, 2.5 liter engine in it. Got you plenty of get up and go when you needed to. It's got a a 1.6 liter turbo, four cylinder. You can You can't, that, if you get the base, it comes with just a straight 2.5 with no turbo. And it's a little on the laggy side. But this little four-cylinder with a turbo really gets up and goes. Six-speed automatic, lithium-ion battery, again, no. All-wheel drive, 16-inch alloy wheels. You got a panoramic sunroof. You got roof rails if you need to add features, benefits, things out of the parts department's accessory book. Hands-free tailgate, power front seats, heated and ventilated front seats, ambient interior lighting, which I never got around to doing it. Oh, by the way, it's Amazon gray for all you folks who love colors. Smart cruise, you got surround view monitoring, you got one of those smart rear view mirrors, which is pretty cool. Smart park, where if you can get out of the car, and it'll go wherever you want it to go with the key fob. 10.25 nav screen, Bose sound system, wireless charger. Really a pretty well-equipped car, really, when you come right down to it. And, of course, it's got the great 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the, you know, the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It's got the 560 bumper-to-bumper. So, you know, it comes very well-equipped. The competition has got to be nervous about this guy, and not just this one. Let's see, what else have you got? Tons of safety. You got remote start, a smart parking, like I mentioned, rain sensing, front wipers. And you know, it's funny, when you move the wiper stock to different modes, it tells you on the dash, which I thought was really cool. Auto dimming rear view mirror with HomeLink. You got a 10.25 digital instrument cluster, front and rear USB ports. You got a multimedia system with a 10.25 nav system with AM, FM, HD radio. Sirius, you've got Bose sound, dynamic voice recognition, which is nice because you can actually get a text and it'll talk to you. Wireless phone charger. You've got, as far as safety, you got smart cruise, highway driver assist, surround view monitor, remote smart parking, which I talked about, lane keep assist, driver attention, blind spot collision, blind spot view, rear cross traffic collision avoidance. You've got parking collision avoidance assist. You've got parking distance warning. You've got safe exit, advanced rear occupant alert. Again, it's got the 1.6 turbo four-cylinder hybrid engine, six-speed automatic and a real transmission with paddle shifters, permanent synchronized motor, lithium battery, all-wheel drive, 19-inch alloy wheels. And you've got proximity key, which is really cool, hands-free smart power liftgate, leather trim seats, power front seats, and then, of course, all the other little amenities that go with it. This guy priced out at $45,200, and then, of course, it was $200, $210 for floor mats, $1,335 for transportation, comes up to $46,745. But I think the thing I liked about this little guy is the fact that it was not oversized. It was very easy to maneuver. It was comfortable. It just really gave you what you're looking for. Now, it is a two-row, and it's smaller than most, but that doesn't make it bad at all. You know, Hyundai builds their reputation on getting the value for your money. And you're not going to get a better deal, I mean, as far as features and, you know, and what have you. And like I said, other than the floor mats, it's a one price deal. It is, like I said, we call it the small crossover SUV, and it was redesigned in 22. And, it's not, there's not a lot for 24 at this point in time. But, you know, they do subtle changes. But the fact that it is a plug-in hybrid, that gives you that, you know, whether you go just straight hybrid or plug-in hybrid, you get that extra miles. You know, it runs about, depends on where you're going. It doesn't, it tells you what you get as far as just on the electric charge. I think it's probably 20, 30 miles somewhere in that area. And that's strictly for folks that live in this vehicle around town. You know, they don't spend a lot of time, you know, traveling from here to Vegas, which, you know, a lot of people kind of think that that's where they should go. So if you're looking for a really nice little small SUV, 2024 Hyundai Tucson PHEV, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, 5-year, 60, buy the service contract, give it to your kid. And if that kid can't get out of college in the time allotted for the warranty, he should pay for it all. Don't you agree?
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Did I scare you?
No, I don't scare you. Got, really, I teach in middles.
By the way, Brittany Sandoval, the one fast school teacher, is in the house, and she has another phenomenal guest.
Another living legend.
Shall we save it till...
I'll give a hint. Chino Charger. There's the hint. The only hint. Chino,
Google,
the Chino
Google,
Charger.
Google. And he got his forte in a rather unusual motorsport vehicle.
Well, it was up and coming. He was at the forefront of it.
Yes. Yeah, because it started off with a bad reputation with only three wheels.
Barbara Walters was a part of that.
Oh,
right?
God. Please don't say that.
Don't say that.
He's started not,
you know,
it.
You know what Barbara Walters did?
Uh-oh.
And I'll get into it. I had a multi-year contract coming at me.
Yeah.
With Suzuki. I was on the factory four-wheel team. Yes. So what happened? She gets on TV and says, don't write any TVs. You'll kill yourself.
Oh, my God. Well, she was the Darth Vader.
Yes.
Or what's his name? I always call him Darth Vader. Nader, the guy that killed the Corvair.
She had a guillotine, that's for sure.
Because they don't, you know, it's when you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
It's like the rodeo these days. I think the city of San Diego wants to outlaw them. And I have two girls that are barrel racers, and I told them, and they're like, what? And I go, they just need to go. They need to meet you. They need to meet my twins
but
here.
But see, what they don't understand is the value motorsports is for. I was talking to a lady at breakfast this morning, and I go, you got a Barona Star here. He had his little toys he was playing at the breakfast. Oh, no, I don't want to put my child in a race car.
Okay, let's show you the safety gear. Let's show you how much fun the kids
are having.
So
you don't want him to be a straight-A student.
Yeah, you don't want him to learn how to lose gracefully.
You don't want him to be a team player. You don't, and I don't even know this lady.
How to get up when you fall down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
She goes, what do you mean? I go, every kid I have on my radio show is a straight-A student, because you know what? They don't get their act together, you take away the race car.
Yeah.
The safety equipment is bar none better than any baseball, football, you know, stick. Trust me.
Yeah,
trust
I'm curious
me.
How many concussions our junior drivers have had, because I have a lot of kids who have concussions on Saturdays.
I was
going to
say, I don't think they've had any.
Football, baseball, even a gymnast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm a high-level gymnast.
Or even
right
a pole vaulter when the stick breaks and it goes up your, you know, what skis.
I'm trying to talk one of my students into trying out for pole vault.
Well,
Tristan,
why don't
you
show
him?
Why don't you show him?
I call him leapfrog. No,
why,
I want him to.
Why don't you show him how to do it?
You know, they didn't have it for girls when I was in
you
high school.
You could do it.
I would have absolutely done it. Well, I was the one that was always like, make Brittany do it. No one else wants to do
you
it.
You could fly up that,
yeah, that
stick
would have been fun.
Better than
they
anybody.
They didn't let girls do it in
well,
my
you could
day.
Do it now. Skip, you just can't run fast.
Yeah,
enough.
I don't think I can get the speed right now.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The best show in town's coming up. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.